Joining us now on the phone lines, we have a very special guest. He is from Zebra Technologies, who are doing incredible work right now with their player tracking and ball tracking data with the National Football League, who are at the Senior Bowl incorporating more and more of this data as they are growing the sports wing of their enterprise. His name is Josh Krueger. Josh, what's going on, brother?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. No thing, man. Always love talking to you, and wanted to have you on to just kind of talk a little bit about what you guys have going on there at Zebra Technologies and some of your insights from the Senior Bowl. But before we get to it, why not just let the listeners know a little bit about Zebra, what it is that you guys are doing, and what it is that Zebra Sports has up its sleeve right now with different initiatives involving the game of football that we love so much.
Yeah, for sure. So just a little background info for your listeners who may be new to kind of the data that we're providing. So Zebra itself is actually a much larger company. Actually, 95% of the Fortune 500 companies use it to enhance their performance edge, and all the way from barcode scanners to tracking people and inventory and warehouses. And so what we did a couple of years ago was take that same type of technology and apply it over to sports and tracking NFL players. And it's all about making teams smarter in the way that they train their players. So, if you know numbers that a player is capable of in terms of speed, acceleration, you can be smarter in the way you train them and the way you push them on a daily basis. So from managing their workload and, rehab type situations when a player is coming back from injury, all the way to, knowing the speed that he's capable of hitting on game day and pushing that player, throughout the week so they don't detrain throughout the season. So that's kind of what we're doing from a game day standpoint. We have a relationship with the NFL and Next Gen Stats, and that's all of our data goes through Next Gen Stats. And you might see that on a Thursday, Sunday, Monday night broadcast. And then teams are starting to use the data in 7 days a week now. And half the league will have our practice solution installed and tracking their guys. Like I said, throughout the week to help push their performance on a daily basis.
Yeah, and here we are with Josh Krueger with Zebra Technologies. One of the interesting things, Josh, is that this is, and I want to talk to you about some of the athletic measurements that were captured at the Senior Bowl, because that's obviously what fans and listeners are, that's the stuff that has the real sizzle to it. But I mean, you mentioned it too about the training. Some of this technology can really help a lot with the scouts that we've talked to and some of the analytics folks in NFL front offices that we've talked to with training regimens to help, prevent injury.
Yeah. And I mean, we're careful there when we talk about preventing injury because it is just one factor, but what it allows you to do is just teams to be smarter and more efficient about the way they train players. And there's the common misconception of pulling players back, using this data. When in reality, if you know a player can hit 21, 22 miles per hour, and you're not seeing him hit those speeds on a weekly basis as you're training him, you actually want to push that player harder. And so I think it's just kind of resetting, the thought process out there about how this type of data is used to actually make players better, not just hold them back.
Interesting. That's an interesting way to look at it. Well, all right. So, Josh Krueger, Zebra Technologies here, joining Roster Watch, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. So, let's talk about some of the player tracking from the Senior Bowl. As far as top speed, fastest players, generally, that's at the wide receiver cornerback position. As far as at the Senior Bowl, who were some guys who really popped off as far as those numbers?
Yeah, definitely. So Traquan Smith from UCF, he hit the top speed at Senior Bowl week and by a pretty substantial margin, over 22 miles an hour. No one else hit that. So definitely stand out in that perspective. Not sure where you guys have him going right now. But
he was in the running for our all. He made the all Senior Bowl team, right, Alex?
He was. I'd have to go. I don't think he made. I don't think he did. I think that
made my final cut. I know that he was.
It was Cedric Wilson because we went with the two wide receiver set. So if we'd have gone with a third wide receiver, probably would have been Traquan. But that's going to be a size speed issue to deal with there because he was their predominant red zone target there at UCF. Really interesting to hear that he was the guy out of all the speed burners that were there at the Senior Bowl that registered the top. You have guys like James Washington there, and you have a guy like Traquan Smith having a higher miles per hour. That's very, very impressive.
Yeah, and you know, it's important, right? It's one factor, and you know, James Washington, he was right there, right? So there, we had some guys that were really close up at the top. But another, I think, really interesting one on the same team, and one of the big storylines, you know, coming into as we head into combine and so on, Shaquem Griffin, fastest linebacker there all week. And, you know, obviously just very athletic on the outside, really, really showed what he could do from a speed perspective at Senior Bowl.
Yeah, no, and he was a guy who was getting all kinds of rave reviews from scouts there, you know, saying that he's a guy who, you know, can play it all. Basically, I mean, they even had him at single high safety at times. They had Shaquem Griffin lining up off the edge. They had him lining up as an off-ball linebacker. And, you know, what you really heard scouts say about him, and it backs up what the data said, is he's so fast, and we love him as a future special teams ace because we think he can get down the field. And I'm looking here at Traquan. I'm amazed by that Traquan Smith. This is a guy who we had projected to run a 40 at just over 4.5. I need to change that projection. He's nearly 6'2". He's over 200 pounds with a 34.5-inch wingspan, and he runs 22 miles per hour. I mean, that's just unbelievable to me. I had no idea that Traquan Smith had.
And you bring up a great point. It was a lead-in that I wanted to bring up with you guys. I mean, we talk about. Listen, some of the things that are at combine, like the 40, right? These guys are, you know, they're not wearing pads. They're training for this for weeks and weeks. So you have a number, and it's very important in their overall view of things. But now you're starting to see what some of the numbers actually look like when they're playing football and when they're running actual routes. And that, you know, in my personal opinion, is more important. I think it's cool to see some of the data kind of come to life there.
I know that Byron, did you want to ask about some of the ball stuff with the quarterbacks?
How did you read my mind? Because
I just know that you've been dying to ask about it.
Well, Josh, what I find so exciting about what you guys do is that not only is the data and analysis pertinent to the teams, but it's very compelling to the fans. And what you guys finally unrolled something I've been dying to see for quite a while now, which was some ball metrics on the ball coming out of the quarterback's hands at the Senior Bowl. And we had some big time quarterback prospects there in Mobile this year. I know that Josh Allen is absolutely one of Mike Mayock just said this week that it was certainly the biggest arm that he can remember in many years of scouting coming out. And so I'd be interested to hear what you guys found out about the quarterbacks as you tracked things like as they threw the football that week during the Senior Bowl practice.
Yeah, so definitely some interesting storylines coming out there. So we are tracking the football. We have a chip, in working with Wilson, embedded in the bladder of the football. And so, you know, teams start to use that in all the NFL games, use it in practice now to get numbers on their players. And yeah, we took it to Senior Bowl, and obviously some great athletes there. Baker Mayfield, no surprise, he actually threw on that South team, threw the most balls, you know, on the team over 50 miles per hour throughout the week. So he was throwing high velocity throws. You know, that can be a little deceptive, of course, if you're looking at, you know, what exactly the routes that they're doing, but a lot of these guys are throwing, you know, very similar pitch counts and number of throws. So Baker Mayfield stood out there. One surprising one, maybe surprising to you, Brandon Silvers actually had the fastest and highest rotations on all of his throws, highest among all quarterbacks at Senior Bowl.
So you're getting RPMs and miles per hour. This is my absolute dream, Josh. This is the exact data that I've always wanted to know. You're getting. Tell us a little more. I mean, how do you guys interpret that data?
Yeah, so it's it's all radio frequency technology, and so like I said, there's chips in the ball that emit a signal. They have a little accelerometer on board that are given venting data, so they know, hey, when the ball is thrown, and using the full kind of system and software, we can capture and calculate what the speed was from an initial velocity standpoint. We know how far the ball went, hang time, distance, all of that. So it's using kind of the XY coordinates on the field and the accelerometer on board. And yeah.
But I mean, how important is it to find out that Baker Mayfield is out there ripping the ball regularly over 50 miles an hour? That's very important information. You can't, you know, you can watch with your eyes, but it's impossible to quantify. People were very concerned, I know, last year about Deshaun Watson coming out of the combine throwing sub 50, you know, miles per hour. I mean, this answers all questions early and often for a guy like Baker Mayfield, who some might consider, you know, a little bit undersized. I mean, that's more than an average NFL velocity. That's above average velocity. That answers a lot of questions for a prospect like him. And, you know, for the scouts, it's really hard to project that kind of information. To know it is just invaluable.
Yeah. I mean, in scouts, you know, they have a good pulse on this. They watch the guys, but it's validating some of their, you know, their beliefs, or maybe it's giving them some insights that they didn't quite pick up with their eyes. But, you know, in the end, it's important to make sure context, you know, comes in with all this. You know, some of the data points I'm talking about was over the full week of practice in a game. Obviously, if you're comparing player to player, you want to see them throw the same 15 yard out, same back shoulder throw, and see what some of the metrics look like, right? You want to be, you know, comparing apples to apples. So certainly something that I think is coming down the line for these NFL teams and from a scouting perspective.
Well, tell us, is Mike Mayock right? What did Josh Allen's, what did his data look like?
He was right up at the top too. So he had some of the individual throws that were up there hardest. And so yeah, he's certainly right up there. It's one of the strongest arms.
It looks like he had one throw at least, according to this tweet from Gil Brandt, one throw at least of 66.14 miles per hour there at at the Wednesday practice. So I mean, I don't think that you're wrong in believing that you saw a hose out of that guy for sure.
No doubt.
A huge arm on Josh Allen. Well, hey, Josh, we can't thank you enough for coming on. He's Josh Krueger from Zebra Technologies. You guys have so much cool just amazing stuff on tap, you know, coming up here soon. Where can people find out more about Zebra? I believe that the Twitter is at Zebra Technology. Is there a website or any place for fans and listeners if they'd like to get more information on what it is you guys are doing?
Yeah, so at Zebra Technology, at Zebra Sports as well for a little more specific information. Okay. We're gonna be rolling out, you know, more and more starting on that address. And otherwise, yeah, there's plenty of articles and such online. But yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Looking forward to catching you at Combine. We'll be there all week, meeting with teams as well. So hopefully get some time with you there as well.
Oh, yes, sir. We will be looking forward to it. He is Josh Krueger. Thanks so much for coming on, brother. We will talk to you soon.